Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
157 days away until the Alabama Crimson Tide kick off their football season against Western Kentucky. It's a new era for the Crimson Tide as Nick Saban has retired, and replacing Nick Saban is the former head coach of Washington, and he's been on this show a bunch. And that is the new head football coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide and Coach Kalen DeBoer. Coach, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for doing this. And how have things been?
They're good. It's good to see you, Zach. Yeah, things are moving right along. We've already finished seven practices, eight after tomorrow. So the spring will be over before you know it, just a couple weeks left.
So you've been on the job for a little over 2 months now since taking over in the middle of January. And I know things move so quickly. It's wild that we're already in spring ball and you have your spring game coming up soon. Just how do you kind of describe what the first 2 months practically have been like for one Kalen DeBoer in a new challenge?
Yeah, it's just kind of gone from one thing to the next, you know, putting a staff together and really getting to know the team. And then, you know, really installing, you know, the offense, defense, special teams and here practices are. So it's been awesome seeing these guys really buy into what we're doing. I guess I should probably say buying into what we're doing, because I think it's a process, and just, you know, they've embraced everything we've thrown at them. And so it's been really cool to see these guys and how much they believe in this place. And, you know, we're just patient with the hiring of myself, the staff, and, you know, we're every day, you know, getting in a better and better place.
When did it hit you, just wondering? Because you know this is the creme de la creme job in college football. Alabama is such a prestigious program. They've been the standard for such a long time. When did it hit you personally, knowing the road that you had to travel, that, hey, Kalen DeBoer is the head football coach of Alabama?
Well, probably the day of. I mean, just because there's just so much surrounding anything that comes along with the program. And, you know, just how quickly it moved along and everything that surrounded it. You know, I think it did take too long, but this is an awesome opportunity, and it's you know, I'm proud of the journey I've been on, and been at some amazing places, and had been a chance to be a head coach at some with some awesome programs, and you know, being surrounded by some great people here at Alabama again gives you a lot of comfort in knowing that you know, things are going to continue to you know, be what they have been in the past, and success, and you know, a lot of great moments lie ahead.
Yeah, how do you balance that in terms of still showing respect to what Nick Saban has done in Alabama, but still putting your own spin and kind of setting a newer way at Alabama for you, Coach?
Yeah, I know I used the word embrace earlier in a different area, but I think it's all about embracing you know, what's been done here and all the great players, all the great coaches. You know, Coach Saban, obviously the last 17 years has been, you know, the figurehead and the one that's led the charge. But it's just so much tradition, so much pride, and, you know, just embracing that and knowing that, you know, it was might be done a different way here and there. But I think a lot of the same core values, a lot of the foundational pieces to success are the same. You know, no matter who's in charge. And so, you know, I think as much as things are different, I think they still are the same. And, you know, I'm just comforted by the players here to know that, you know, they understand what that standard is and they've helped in that transition as well.
I hate when people say you never want to replace the legend. You want to be the guy that comes, you know, second after the legend. I think it's so stupid. You're ready for this opportunity. You've won everywhere you've gone, but there will always be a portion of the fan base because of how successful Nick Saban was and what he meant to that university that will say, oh, I don't care who they bring in. It's not Nick Saban. What do you say to any Alabama fans that are still skeptical about your hire, Coach Kalen DeBoer?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not here to defend anything. I think what you did with what Coach Saban did, you know, arguably, and obviously with our fan base, he's the best to ever have done it, you know, at this level. And so, you know, that's an awesome thing to come into. And I think, you know, some of the greatest things that Coach did is also leave it in a good spot, you know. And, you know, you can look at the players and things that the people that are in the program, but I think it's just the foundation. And, you know, it isn't just, oh, the cupboard's bare, the cupboard's full. It's not that. I'm talking about when he leaves in a good spot, it's you know, we have, you know, facilities that have been updated and the things that the resources that the guys have here, you know, are second to none. And, you know, those are the cool things that, you know, are great to recruit to, great for our guys and seeing how they go about their normal day and really helping them be their best.
We all know how big trust is, right? You got to trust your players. Your players have to trust you as well. How do you kind of build that trust and how has it been going so far with a new voice coming in?
Yeah, I think being consistent, you know, as long as I'm consistent and they know what they get from me and, I think the messages are always very clear and concise and expectations, you know, are consistent. You know, I think as long as they get that from me, I think they build that trust. And then along with that comes belief and confidence and, you know, communications a big part of that. Probably over communicate here in these early months on not just what, but why, you know, why we do things and making sure we're on the same page and being approachable, you know, if there's a question on what it is that we're doing or how we do it, just making sure that communication exists and that guys feel like they can come forward to you and kind of, you know, inquire, you know, because that's the key, you know, is to make sure it's out there, transparent. We're all fighting the same fight. We all want the same thing, you know, and that's what I want to make sure these guys know.
Talking to Kalen DeBoer, the new head football coach at Alabama. What have been the early impressions so far of your quarterback now and Jalen Milroe?
Yeah, every day he's getting better. You see him becoming more and more comfortable with the offense. You know, just, I mean, yesterday even would have been a great example. And I felt like yesterday was a day I said it to a couple, just not even coaching staff, just away from the people that would have been there at practice that I ran into. Just, you know, he was playing ball yesterday. You know, he was out there making plays with his arm, but creating with his feet and just pulling it all together, you know, and so less thinking and just more execution, you know, and he's done a great job of trying to make sure he and the guys are on the same page. If there was something that they could take from each other, he's taken that opportunity to do so.
At his apex in your offense, how much better do you think he can be than what we got to see, which was a slow start, but an impressive finish a year ago in year number one on the job?
Yeah, I think we got to make sure we do a good job too as a staff of working around his strengths. We just don't want to plug him into our system and, you know, that be it. You know, we need to adjust to who he is. And he's got some really strong, you know, strengths that he has that we need to use. And you know, he's a home run hitter, not just with his arm, but with his feet. And that's exciting to us. You know, I always think about those quarterbacks that you go against and the nightmares that they can give you as you're getting ready for that game throughout the course of the week. Well, he's that guy, you know, and we need to, you know, first and foremost, let him use the arm he has to get the ball and distribute it to the talent around him, the skill around him, but also let him play ball and you know, not just make him one dimensional.
You know, we're narrow-minded in the media. We usually just talk about coaches and we usually just talk about quarterbacks. When you get to learn the rest of this roster, I know it's early, but who are some other players outside of the quarterback room that have impressed you so far when you get to know them a little bit more?
Yeah, I think that's the hard question because we could be here for a while just talking about the personnel, but I think there's a couple guys at every position that have really stood out, and a lot of those guys are the ones that really have played the most snaps, and so that's where you start. But a couple of transfers that have come in who have helped, along the way too, just in filling some spots and some voids. But there's a lot of guys, I think, at every position. The spots are competitive, as they go out there every day, and that's the beauty of Alabama football, isn't just the starters. It's the depth that is there that makes each and every day in practice a lot of fun to be a part of.
One thing I rolled my eyes at when you got hired, Kalen DeBoer, was people were saying, oh, how is he going to be able to recruit the South? He's not going to be able to recruit the South. I took a peep at the early recruiting rankings for 2025, and I saw an article right away that was praising the early efforts that you've done. Just kind of take me through your strategy in recruiting the South, something that is newer to you.
Yeah, I mean, I get where you're coming from. And, the last, I guess, 6 out of 7 years have been out on the West Coast, but spent some also time in the Midwest, Southern Illinois, and even at Indiana the year there, just in Michigan, Eastern Michigan's recruiting down this direction quite a bit. So my familiarity of, the geography is certainly there, and understanding the programs that a lot of great players come from, didn't take long to kind of get back into that mode. But I think a lot of it was just putting, a staff around me that had the contacts, because coaches do switch schools at the high school level. And, understanding kind of who some of these players were the last couple of years that we've had an eye on, and built a staff around me that, had a lot of this either awareness or understanding, and not just on the field staff, but with our recruiting staff as well. And so, they've done a great job. They're just working together, and there's some catch up in there in the relationship building. And there's some players that have been recruited for multiple years, by programs in the Southeast, and so. We aren't there yet with some of those players who've been on the radar of these schools for a while. But I think the efforts and once players get to our campus along with their families, I think, it's been really cool to see their response and how all of a sudden, they really want to be engaged and have more opportunities to come back to campus and really get to know us.
Let me ask you about your old quarterback at Washington, Michael Penix Jr. In this draft process, it seems like everyone's talking about Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, even the rising stock of J.J. McCarthy. Do you feel like Michael Penix Jr. is getting a little disrespected in this draft process from what you still follow?
Well, I think, first of all, you understand. I mean, those are some talented individuals that you just mentioned, competed against a couple of them. And so totally get it. I mean, the hype is well-deserved for each of those players. And, of course, I'm going to be biased, but I will stand on the table for Michael Penix in every way possible. And the journey is one thing. It's made him who he is as a person. It's allowed him to be able to go out there on the football field and just, be in the moment, be in the present. Everything he says is absolutely real. But when it comes to a skill set, I just, especially throwing the football, I just don't know how his, skill set and what he's done doesn't just transfer immediately into, the NFL. And that's not to even slight the NFL. I just think he's that talented. I think he's that special. He can throw it wherever you want it with great accuracy. It's what makes him different in another way is how catchable his balls, are down the field, whether it's deep, short, intermediate. He has all the tools to be great. And, I just really feel from a passing standpoint, he's the best one out there.
Wrapping up with Kalen DeBoer, the new head football coach at Alabama, I got to ask you about NIL and the transfer portal. It's two of the biggest things that we talk about in college football. We've heard Nick Saban's true thoughts on it since retiring. He doesn't have to try to embrace it, though, anymore. You have a long future, obviously, in college football, just getting started at the creme de la creme job. Just how do you try to find a way to navigate some of the complicating challenges that can come in this new era of college football with the transfer portal and then also name, image, and likeness?
Well, I'm trying to think of another word besides embrace, right? Because I've used that multiple times. But I think just – you know, understanding that's where we're at right now. And, you know, who knows what it's going to look like a couple of years down the road. But, you know, I think it's a great thing for guys. It's just a matter of having some, you know, regulations or consistency that we're all playing when it comes to the same field, you know, in the usage and opportunities that NIL can create. So, you know, I think it's great that these guys nowadays, you know, have it. And, you know, fortunately, we're in a place where, you know, NIL opportunities, you know, are there for our guys in a great way. And so, you know, just, you know, we'll see what happens in the future. But it certainly is the world we're living in. You know, we're going to, again, embrace that. Right. And, you know, and celebrate the opportunities that come our way for guys that do get that NIL.
Two more for Kalen DeBoer. Gambling, obviously, recently with Major League Baseball and the Ohtani situation with his interpreter. We've even seen it prop up in the NBA. There's been issues in the past in college football and even basketball this past year. Do you just kind of have to reiterate to your guys about gambling and what they can't do, obviously? Is that something that's come up recently?
Well, it's always something that I've certainly told my teams each and every year, and especially at these times of, you know, when you have the March Madness or whatever it might be, you're always reminding the guys of what, you know, is out there and how much, you know, how much gambling surrounds, you know, not just our sport, but these other sports as well. So, yeah, we're constantly on that, you know, whether it's, you know, our guys, or just also, you know, making sure that information from within our program tries to stay as tight as possible.
When you define success this year at Alabama in year one, because you never know how year ones are going to go, what do you think would be a successful season for you guys this year, Coach?
Yeah, I know I get asked that question a lot, and I have for many years, and I've answered it the same way. And it's, you know, there's expectations in this program. There's no question, you know, winning a championship at the SEC level, at the national championship level. I mean, they're hanging all over, right? The rings are there, the trophies are there. So we understand clearly the expectations, but we just really dial in on each and every day, focusing on being our best. And I think, you know, when we are our best and we focus on what we can control, those things will happen. And so the success part, you know, to me is what we're doing today. And then tomorrow we're going to focus on what we do at that moment. And that's what's worked for me wherever I've been, just really dialing it down. And again, we're not going to shy away from how important winning is. It's a big deal, you know, we're going to maximize the opportunities in each day that we have together.
Well, I'm elated for you and also your family. Always been kind to us throughout the years through the many stops. Good luck as you try to build this thing. Obviously in year one for Kalen DeBoer at Alabama. We appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thanks for having me on, Zach. Appreciate you.
You got it. There he is, Kalen DeBoer, the new head football coach at Alabama. A little over 2 months on the job, and we're getting closer and closer to college football. We got spring ball coming up soon, and 157 days away for Alabama kicking off their football season against Western Kentucky. Good stuff there. Let's pick up where we left off when we come on back. Year one expectations for Kalen DeBoer at Alabama. Will fans be reasonable in year one? What is the standard? We'll talk about that next.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.